special Hanukkah edition. So I felt that when it comes to Hanukkah, there's so much attention that we give, rightfully so, every single year, every single season, to the question of Hadlakas Neilas Hanukkah, which is sort of the major emphasis of the Yontif, because we had the miracle of the Pak Shemen, shows we light for 8 days, and the question of where do you light if you're a guest, and we've gone through that in the past about travelers on Hanukkah, but there are other mitzvahs hayom as well, and I wanted to focus on one in particular, and that is the recitation of Hallel during Hanukkah, because the Rambam, when the Rambam codifies the Hilchos Chanukah, he uses Hilchos Chanukah as his springboard for his discussion regarding the laws of Hallel in general. There is no Hilchos Hallel anywhere of the Rambam. The laws of Hallel are not included in Hilchos Tefillah, for example. They are only included, the Rambam codifies the laws of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah, indicating that Chanukah is very much a centerpiece of the entire discussion of what Hallel is all about. And not only that, but if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kof Aleph Amud Beis, which is the first source in the source sheets, it's clear that Hallel is also a centerpiece of how we're supposed to celebrate Hanukkah, because we're told, my Hanukkah, we have the whole story about how we were persecuted by the Yavanim, and they defiled the Heichal, and when Malchus Beis Chashmonai defeated the Yavanim and only found the one flask of oil in the Chosama Shel Kohen Gadol, for the Hayyabod, Lahadlik Yomecha, Nasav Ones, Ulikum Yimenashmoni Yomim, we were able to light with it 8 days. Lashana Acheres, the following year, there you go, the following year, what was done, Kavam Asum Yomim Tovim, the days of Hanukkah, the 8 days of Hanukkah, were made into Yomim Tovim, the Hallel Behoda. The Hallel Behoda. And Rashi says over there, lo, she asum b'malacha. It wasn't declared that Hanukkah should be days that are asum b'malacha. We all know that there's a minhag that when the Hanukkah lights are burning, women don't do malacha during that half hour of time, meaning that they don't sew or knit or embroider, do those types of malachas. The post can be very clear. That doesn't mean that they can't cook or bake. Cooking and baking is okay. But they don't sew or knit during that period of time. But nonetheless, that's a minhag. There's no technical issa malacha when it comes to Hanukkah. Shelo nikvu el likros hallel. The Hanukkah was established when we say that it's a yontif. It was for the purpose of reciting hallel. For lomer al nisim behoda. I'm not going to focus so much on the al nisim this time around, but obviously that's an important part of the Thanksgiving of Hanukkah. But the first element is hallel, that we read hallel during the days of Hanukkah. And if you look, there are two times that the Gemara speaks about the day Shigomim Mitzahal, that we complete the entirety of the Hallel. When we speak about Gomim Mitzahal, completing the entirety of the Hallel, what that means is that there are certain days of the calendar where there's a real chiyuv. There's a real obligation to recite the Hallel. We have certain days that there's a minhag to recite the Hallel. It's a minhag to recite the Hallel in Rosh Chodesh. That's a minhag. There's a whole discussion that launches from that practice that we have of reciting Hallel in Rosh Chodesh. Whether you make a bracha on a minhag or not, you make a bracha on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, it runs the whole question, famous Tosfos in Sukkah, about whether you make a bracha on a minhag. But it's clearly only a minhag, that's why we skip two paragraphs. Similarly, it's not really mi'ikar adin to recite Hallel on the last days of Pesach, meaning anything after the first day, or in Chutz La'aretz, the first two days of Pesach, there is no obligation of reciting Hallel, so that's why we say a chatzi Hallel on those days as well. The only time that there's real obligation to recite Hallel is the days of the Yomim Tovim that are described in the Torah, namely the 8 days of Sukkot. When I say the 8 days of Sukkot, I include Shmini Atzeres as well. The day of Shavuos, the 1 day of Shavuos, and Chutz La'aretz, 2 days of Shavuos, the first day of Pesach, and Chutz La'aretz, 2 days of Pesach, and the 8 days of Hanukkah. Those are considered, I'm sorry? Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Hallel. And the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yudim and Beis asked the question, why don't we say Rosh Hashanah on, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? And because after all, that's also a day in which there is a closeness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a certain element of Simcha. The Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though the Mishnah in Tainus says that you did not have like a happier day of the year than Yom Kippur, you know, leaving aside, you know, Tu B'Av is another, you know, a day where we don't say Hallel, which is also a happy day, but we don't have, but Yom Kippur has a day, it's a day of Issa Malacha, it's a real Moed, And it's a day of Simcha because it's a day of Slicha Mechila, we're forgiven for our sins, the days that the day that the Lukos Shnias were given. But nonetheless, despite the fact that you have elements of Simcha, Rosh Hashanah, that we come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we blow the shofar, it's like Kilafanim Dami, it's like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when we blow the shofar, we connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, because these are days of judgment, that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are opened up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, how can the Jewish people possibly say Shiva on these days? The Malkei Asharis asked, why don't they say, you know, Shiva on these days? They can't say Shiva on these days that, you know, the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are opened up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the days in which we say Hallel include basically first day of Pesach, the days of Sukkot and the Shavuos, and the 8 days of Chanukah. So it must be that there's something very, very significant about the recitation of Hallel during these days. So the question is that when the Gemara lumps together these days as the days of Hallel, is it saying, making a statement, that just like there is, that these other holidays are holidays from the Torah, and therefore maybe Hallel also is a Hallel that's required from the Torah, so maybe it indicates that the Hallel on Chanukah is a Torah requirement. Or I could go in the other direction, and I could say that Hallel is clearly a rabbinic holiday. Chanukah is clearly a rabbinic holiday, so therefore Hallel that is recited on Chanukah is most probably also a rabbinic obligation, so maybe it indicates that the Hallel is always a rabbinic obligation. So one question that Hallel and Chanukah makes us ask is, what is the nature of Hallel in general? Is it, generally speaking, a rabbinic obligation? It's just that the same way it's a rabbinic obligation on Chanukah, so we also have a rabbinic, you know, obligation that was established that we're supposed to say words of praise in terms of the Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on these other Yomim Tovim as well. Or do we say that maybe there's a difference, that sometimes Hallel is a Doraisa obligation and sometimes Hallel is a Dorabanan obligation? So there are three different opinions, basically, when it comes to this issue of whether Hallel is Midoraisa or is Midorabanan. And we'll see that it may also depend on different types of reasons why Hallel would have been established altogether. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, it's called Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah because the opening Trakim deal with Hilchos Megillah, about Purim, and the last Perek deals with Hilchos Chanukah, that's Perek Gimel. So we, in shorthand, we'll just call it Hilchos Chanukah. So Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, says the Rambam, the 8 days of Chanukah, we say the entire Hallel, we make a bracha. Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvasav Tzivanu, Ligmor is a Hallel. Obviously, our custom is to say Ligmor is a Hallel. Really, it's the, more or less the same thing. We read that it means these are days that we make a bracha on the Hallel. Ben Yaakov ben Sibar, Apa Pisha Kriyas Hallel, Mitzvah Midri Sofim. Despite the fact that it's only a Mitzvah Midrabanan and it's not a Mitzvah Midoraisa, nonetheless, Mevarek Aleh, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvasav Tzivanu, Gedarach Mevarech Aleh Megillah Ve'ala Eruv, that whenever we have a Vadai Mitzvah Derabanan, it's called Vadai Shel Devarim Mevarek in Olav. The Rambam says whenever, this is based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that whenever the Chachamim say that there is a definite obligation, that they're establishing a mitzvah that you have to perform, even though it's in a Derabanan level, we can still say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvasav, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us. Why can we say a Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us? Because the Torah says, Lo Sasor, Kol Devar Sheyigidu L'Chaim Minu Smol, you can't stray from that which the rabbis tell you to do, so therefore it really is a Torah commandment to fulfill Derabanan. Or it says, She'al Abichav Yageith, Kol Zekeinech, Yom Mulach, so therefore we make a bracha on the Hallel. But the Rambam says very clearly it's Derabanan. Of course, the Rambam uses these magical words that we find, you know, throughout the Rambam, of Midivrei Sofrim. That sometimes when the Rambam uses the word Midivrei Sofrim, the Rambam means that it's really something which is a Torah obligation, but it just so happens that it's not explicit in the Torah. It's derived from Gzeira Shavah, something like that. So he'll be like, Kesef Kesef, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephraim, that we learn that you can be Mekadesh, a woman with Kedusha Kesef. So it's the Rambam that's Midivrei Sofrim. It doesn't mean it's Derabanan. It's a Kesef Mishnah explains. It's Deraisa. It's just that we derive it from a Medrash Chazal, from the Midrash Yatoni Rashi's behind, so therefore the Rambam calls that Midivrei Sofrim. But here the Rambam seems to be very clear that when he says Midivrei Sofrim, he really means Midrabanan. Because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shorash Aleph of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has a critique of an unnamed codifier of mitzvahs, who was one of the Gaonim. This unnamed codifier of the mitzvahs was none other than the Bahag, the Baal Halakhas Gedolos. The Baal Halakhas Gedolos included all kinds of things in his count of 613 mitzvahs that made the Rambam very upset. And he included things like lighting the Hanukkah candles, which is clearly a Drabbanan, and he included Hallel, and the Rambam said, what in the world is going on over here? Torah says that there are 613, the Gemara, towards the end of Makkah, says that there are 613 commandments in the Torah. That means in the Torah. It means on a Daraisa level, there are 613 mitzvahs. You can't count these things which are clearly Drabbanan, and the Rambam takes on the Baal Halakhas Gedolos by very clearly indicating that Hallel is very much not a deraisa, it's a derabbanan. So you look at the source Dalet, the Rambam says of that Ki'akha, second line, Ki'akha she'a yiloshin atamon she'esh me'osh yisosh me'osh yisosh me'osh never will Moshe Sinai, 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe and Sinai, if number of doshet, doroshim me derabbanan, she'mechal aminyan. How can you possibly count derabbanans as part of the 613 mitzvahs? So he says that people make a mistake, perhaps, that they think that these are Torah mitzvahs from the Torah, but they're clearly not. And then he counts amongst the mistaken mitzvahs that were enumerated by the Baal Halakhas Gedolos towards the end of Shmona Asayam Ligmar Ben Esahal, that the Baal Halakhas Gedolos counted the 18 days that we recite the Hallel as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Clearly, that can't be one of the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam is here talking about Shehu Midrabbanan, saying all of these laws that I am about to describe, all of these mitzvahs, they are Drabbanan. So the Rambam is not only saying that Hallel and Hanukkah is Drabbanan, but the Rambam is saying that Hallel is always Drabbanan. That Hallel and Hanukkah is kind of like the prototype for all of the days in which we recite Hallel, but that is Drabbanan, all the days are Drabbanan. And you don't need to take my word for it, that that's how the Rambam is codifying it, or that's how the Rambam is presenting it, because that is, in fact, exactly the way the Rambam presents it. If you back up by one source, and go back to source Gimel, Rambam Hilchos Megillah, B'Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halakha Vav, again, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halakha Vav, the very next Halakha, after he said that Hallel and Chanukah is Midrabbanan, the Rambam says, in the same breath, below Hallel Shel Chanukah Bilvad, it's not only Hallel of Chanukah, that's Shemi Divei Sofim, and the Kriyas Hallel, Olam Divei Sofim. Kriyas Hal is always Midiri Sakim. Kriyas Hal is always just a Drabbanan Bechor Hayam Shigavim Behen Es HaHalel. All of those days. And he enumerates all the days. The Shmonas Hayam Shadam Mitzvah Gmor Rehen Es HaHalel. The Eilalein Shmonas Miyachag. The Shmonas Miyachanak. The Vishan Shal Pesach Miyam Aseres. And all of those days are the 18 days in which we recite the Halel. And all of those days, it is only Drabbanan. And there's a very good proof that it's only Midrabbanan. Because it's the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Yudalad talks about, can you make an interruption in the middle of Hallel? Take a look at Sur Zion. So the question is, can you make an interruption in the middle of Hallel? We know that there are certain times that you can make an interruption in the middle of Kriyashma. If somebody comes over to you and he says, hello, so if they're a person you have to be fearful of, like a king, or this person like your Rebbe, whom you have to treat with respect, so sometimes you're allowed to make interruptions, depending on whether it's in the middle of the paragraph, or it's between paragraphs, and so forth. There are various times that you're allowed to make interruptions. So what about if it's Hallel? Are you allowed to make interruptions in Hallel? So, Baimine Aki Tanav Devei Rabbi Chia, Me Rabbi Chia, Bahalo Megillah Mashiasi. Are you allowed to make an interruption in the middle of Hallel or in the middle of the Megillah? So, I'm meaning Kavachomer. So, we say, well, it's a Kavachomer. Kriyashma Deraisa Posik. Kriyashma is a Mitzvah Deraisa to recite Kriyashma, and yet we know that there are certain times that you're allowed to make an interruption in the middle. Hallel Derabbanan Mibaya. So, if it's only Hallel, which is a Mitzvah Derabbanan, so obviously you should be allowed to make interruptions. So, here, there's no distinction which is drawn between different types of Hallel, Hallel Chanukah, Hallel and the rest of the Yom Tovim. It seems like Hallel across the board according to, I'm sorry?
So when did Hallel come about?
When did Hallel come about? So we're going to talk about that. Okay. It could be it's the Tekanas Nevi'im. Or it could be that it came about at Kriyas Yamsu. It could be it came about these various times. But the question is, whenever it came about, what's the nature of our Chiyuv to recite Hallel? So the Gemara seems to indicate the nature of our Chiyuv to recite Hallel seems to very, very clearly be Midrabbanan. And that's the Rambam's very, you know, strong argument. So the Ramban, in his Hasagos to the Rambam, in Source Hay, so the Ramban says that, first of all, you have no big kasha against the Baal Halakhas Gedolos. Because the Baal Halakhas Gedolos, he clearly was working with the assumption that when you count the 613 mitzvahs, you can include Midrabbanans. That's how he held. So to say, oh, I can prove to you that Hallel is only the Rabbanan shouldn't have been counted, that's not a kasha against the Bahag, because according to the Bahag, it's not a kasha if you say it's the Rabbanan. So what's the Rabbanan? He counted the Rabbanans. But the Ramban says that he thinks that it might make sense, even according to the Rambam's own opinion, that you only count the Oraisis in the 613 mitzvahs. He thinks it still makes sense to count Hallel. Because he says that he thinks that there is a, first of all, a proof from the Gemara in Tainus that Hallel, at least sometimes, is a Oraisis. Because the Gemara in Tainus talks about when, you know, they had the Moedos, they had the groups of Yisraelim that would gather every single week when a Avodah was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would have special tefillos, and the tefillos were full of all kinds of supplications and the like. So those supplications were not recited on days in which they were festive occasions. So there's a discussion that if it was Hanukkah, it was a festive occasion, they wouldn't have the Moedos. That's the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Kof Ches Amud Beis. The Daf Yomi is going to get to it very soon. But what about Rosh Chodesh? They say that the Moedos were not interrupted. These special tefillos were not interrupted when it was Rosh Chodesh. So why is that? So Rava says, "I'm a Rava Zos Ameres Halila Bereish Yaakov Lav Deraisa." That's the teacher that even though Hallel was recited, as we said, there's a minimum to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's Lav Deraisa. So says the Ramban. So you see that the Gemara in Tainus indicates that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not Deraisa. So that must mean that the Hallel the rest of the time is Deraisa. That the Hallel on other occasions, like for example on Hanukkah, which is the contest over there, so it must really be Deraisa. So the Shagas Aryeh says that's not really such a good Raya. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Samach Tes makes a very strong argument that Hallel is always only Midrabanan. What's the Nafkamina Lahalach? If I say Hallel is only Midrabanan, what's the good? Can you think of a Nafkamina? The Shagas Aryeh has a Nafkamina. His entire tshuva is about one Nafkamina. Whether I say Hallel is Deraisa or Hallel is Rabbanan, what would that Nafkamina be?
You don't remember if you said
it? Yes, you don't remember exactly. You don't remember if you said how. So the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Peches, source Tesvav, it said the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Peches, quotes the Shari Gazari, says, Ayen Shari Gazari, Siman Samach Tes, Besafek im Amma Hala B'yamta V'lo. The person has a Safek, whether he said Hala and Yantav or not, Eino Chosim Elmer. He does not repeat the Hala. Misafek, out of doubt as to whether he said it before. The Hala and Yantav to Rabbanan, since Hala and Yantav is only to Rabbanan, so therefore we say Safek to Rabbanan Makula. That is the whole premise of the Shari Gazari. So the Shari Gazari deals with this Ramban. The Ramban says, I have a proof that Hala, at least sometimes, is Deraisa from the Gemara in Tainus. So the Shagas Aryeh says no, because the Gemara in Tainus was just contrasting the Hallel Rosh Chodesh with the Hallel on Hanukkah. The Hallel on Hanukkah is a real takana. It was a real takana. The Chachamim made a takana. They said you absolutely have to say Hallel on these days. It's a takanas Chachamim. Therefore, we make a bracha because it's a takanas Chachamim, meaning that it's higher. It's a higher level than a minug. It's a higher level than a minug. And that's why, for example, everybody would agree that it gets a bracha because it's a higher level than a minhag. So we say Rosh HaKodesh is not deraisa. All that means is that it's on a lower level than the Hallel, for example, of Hanukkah, which is being contrasted with it in the Gemara over there. And in fact, if you look at Rashi on Tainus Kaf Ches Amud Beis, so Rashi says on that sugya that there is a difference between the Rosh HaKodesh when we say Hallel based on a minhag. And Hanukkah, he says, "V'halal the Hanukkah, v'adai the kim the neviim tiknu." He says it's based on a takanas neviim. She omi, what's the takanas neviim? The takanas neviim was she omi also al kol perak al kol sarish lo tavo lankish nigalin. You omi also al geulasan that the neviim made a takana. The neviim. Now this is already a higher level, right? There's the deraisa, there's the rabbanan, there's something in between. And what's that thing that's in between? It's called Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means something that was established by the Nevi'im. It's established by the Nevi'im, so it's a Drabbanan. It's not in the Torah, it's not 613 mitzvahs, but it's a little bit on a higher level. We treat it, you know, a little bit more seriously. Abba Pikein, at the end of the day, it's still Drabbanan, it's just what we'll call a higher level Drabbanan. So this high, that's a higher level Drabbanan, because the Nevi'im said that whenever you are rescued by Kodesh Baruch Hu, whenever Kodesh Baruch Hu brings about a salvation, that we're in terrible straits, and our enemies are persecuting us, and it looks like everything is finished, and it's all over, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us, so then you're supposed to say Hallel. That's the Kodesh Nevi'im. So that's on a higher level than the Hallel that we say in Rosh Kodesh, just because it's, you know, a nice thing, that it's Rosh Kodesh, it's a semi-moi. That we used to, when the Beis Hamikdash is around, we bring Korbanos on Rosh Chodesh, that's Ubiyom Simchas Chem, so therefore it's on, it has a certain status, a certain stature, so that's why we say Hallel, but it's not on the same level as Takanas Neviim. So he says, since Hanukkah is Takanas Neviim, Kid De'Oraisa Domi. Kid De'Oraisa Domi. What's the key letter in those two words? Kid De'Oraisa Domi. What's the key letter, anybody?
The
Kaf. The Kaf. The Kid. Kid means it's like it, but it's not it. It's like a deraisa. It's more like a deraisa. That's all that the Gemara is saying. Not that hal is a deraisa, but it's a kit deraisa. If you go back to the Ramban, it's the Ramban himself is not claiming that hal on Hanukkah is a deraisa. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, look at the second line in source hay, last several words. The year, he says, it must be, or actually you can back up a little bit more, starting with the words, v'hanirim v'divrayim, shehu min ha-Torah, k'moshe pirashti. Hal really is min ha-Torah. The halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, it must be some sort of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. To which the Shagas Aryeh says, if it was a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, don't you think somebody would have told us at some point? We have all kinds of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara says, oh, this nisach amayim. Various things are halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It tells us what's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It says, it wouldn't have been such a secret, says the Shagas Aryeh. Rabban says, no, it must have been halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Oshu b'chal a simcha, or it's based on the mitzvah of simcha. We have a mitzvah of the samach b'chagyach. You should be happy on your chagim. So halel is part of expressing happiness. And we say that takas shel lavat es Hashem alkach b'simcha v'tuv leivav mikrov kol. The Gemara in Elkin indicates means that you didn't sing. You didn't sing to Hashem. That's a, that shiva is a way of expressing happiness. So therefore, when we say halel, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of simcha b'rego. So therefore it's a deraisa, but that only works when we're dealing with a rego. When we're dealing with a rego. But what if I'm dealing with Hanukkah? Hanukkah is not a rego. Shlosh regalim, tachog liba shana, certainly does not include Hanukkah. So scroll down, if I could use that term, to towards the end of the Ramban, three lines in the bottom last word, Abal Epsher, he says that this idea that we talk about it being mitrabanan, namely in the Gemara in Brachos, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, because the Gemara in Brachos says, Halal is only Rabbanan. The Ramban has to deal with that. The Ramban has a riot from the Gemara in Tainis that maybe Halal has some deraisa component, but what does he do with the Gemara in Brachos, which clearly indicates that it's the Rabbanan? Says, Epshashah, you may Chanukah, you may Shayin Yaki, you may Benes Halal Nemer. The Gemara in Brachos was probably talking about Chanukah, because Chanukah, says the Ramban, clearly that would only be the Rabbanan, because the whole entire holiday of Hanukkah is only the Rabbanan. So the Ramban does not dream that Hanukkah itself is going to be, is going to have Halal on a Deraisa level. Obviously in Hanukkah itself, Halal is only the Rabbanan, but he wants to claim that on the other Yomim Tovim, Halal is on a Deraisa level if it's either it's Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai or it's based on the Mitzvah of Simcha. So Shagas Aryeh says, Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, somebody would have told us at some point. They wouldn't have waited for the Ramban to let out the secret, so to speak, in his Hasagos on the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvos. And as far as this argument that it's the Mitzvah of Simcha, so he says that there is an opinion that women are also obligated in the Mitzvah of Simcha, but we don't find anywhere that the Gemara says that women are obligated in Halal. If anything, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, that says women are clearly not obligated in Halal. So he says that since there's no opinion in the Gemara that women are obligated in Halal, so therefore that's a proof that it's not included in the Mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore there is no basis whatsoever to say that it's Deraisa, so Halal is purely 100% Rabbanan. Comes along the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says, the Ramban had a Peshawah. I mean, he doesn't say the Ramban had a Peshawah, he said, but I'm telling you, the Ramban had a Peshawah. The Ramban distinguished between the Deraisa holidays in which Halal is Deraisa, and the Rabbanan holiday of Hanukkah in which Halal is only Rabbanan. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? So we know the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara gives three different answers. It says that we don't say halal for a nace that was in Chutz La'aretz. We don't say halal for when we were Avdei Achashverosh before the miracle, and we were Avdei Achashverosh after the miracle. And number three, we read the Megillah, and Kriyosa Zui Hilula. So therefore, we don't say halal on Purim. But says the Gemara in Erechim, that on Hanukkah, despite the fact that all the other days of Halal, the days in which there were special kabbanos, they were moed, they were in Issa Malacha, so what's the basis for saying Halal on Hanukkah? So Gemara in Erkin in Source Test tells us very clearly that the reason is because Mishum Nisa, that Hanukkah, despite the fact that it's not a moed, it doesn't have kabbanos, and despite the fact that it doesn't have an Issa Malacha, Lohaki, Lohaki, Luka'amah, we still say Halal, Mishum Nisa, because of the miracle. So we see that there is some basis for saying Halal based on a miracle. So since the Magen Mishnah, before I get to the Magen Mishnah, it's a Raavad. You look at the Raavad in Source Base, Source Gimel, when the Rambam is telling us that Halal is the Rabbanan. So the Raavad says that I myself am going to give a little bit of an emendation to the Rambam, and I'm going to tell you that it's not true that Halal is simply a Divrei Sofin that's purely the Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan that's based on Divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Raavad says. The Yesh Bahem Esei Mi Divrei Kabbalah. That there is a positive commandment, not Midoraisa, not from the Torah, from Divrei Kabbalah, from the Nevi'im. Whatever that is, Hashir Yelachem Kalil Iskar Bishkab. Pasuk in Yeshayahu says it shall be singing as on a night that a festival is sanctified. Okay, I have a pasuk. There shall be singing as on a night that a festival is sanctified. So we see that there is some sort of idea of reciting Hallel that the Nevi'im Yeshayahu talks about. Some idea that the Nevi'im talk about. So comes along the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says that, you know what? There really is a basis that sometimes we have a Takanas Nevi'im that Hallel has to be recited. But you know when that is? That's when you have a miraculous event that occurs. If the entire reason why the Hallel is established is in order to commemorate the deliverance by a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a miraculous fashion from our enemies, so that's where this pasuk in Yeshayahu comes into play, and that would be Takanas Nevi'im. All the other times that we say Hallel, on the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, that's all just based on Chazal saying it would be a nice thing to say Hallel because of the fact that there were kabbalists that were brought, and we know that we had Hallel songs just certainly during the bringing of the kabbalists. That probably is a fulfillment of Yom Simchas Chaim Mo'adechem. You're supposed to sing as you're bringing kabbalists. So therefore, in those days, we establish on a Durabana level, even when there's no base to Mikdosh, just that we're going to recite Hallel. That clearly is only a Durabana. But when the Hallel is established, Mishum Nisa, it's established based on a miracle, so that already is on the level of Takanas Nevi'im. And if you take a look at source Yud Gimel, the Gemara Psalchem, so that's pretty much explicit in the Gemara Psalchem. I'm giving you like the basic, you know, the basic sources here. The Hallel is in the Yom. Where did Hallel come from? Because the Gemara Psalchem talks about reciting Hallel. When do we recite Hallel on Pesach night? So there are some, you know, the Mechaber brings this minhag, which I never had when I was growing up, because I used to daven every single Pesach night with a bunch of Yekis, and the Yekis, you know, would go home. We daven, we went home. But then I discovered, I go to other shuls, and they were doing this Hallel thing in shul, you know, making a brach or whatever. So the Mama says, we don't do that. What we do is that we say Hallel in the middle of the Haggadah. That's part of the Haggadah. You have Dal Kosos. The Dal Kosos are established in different parts of the Haggadah. The last coast number 4, is established to go coincide with the recitation of Hallel. That is a special Hallel that we say on Pesach. You say, where did Hallel come from? So says the Gemara Pesachim, Nevi'im Shemin Antikun Len Lisa. This is a Takanas Nevi'im. Maybe it's reflecting that Pasuk Yeshayahu. This is the Takanas Nevi'im. She Omim also a Koperak, Koperak, Kotsar, Tsar, Shal Tabo, Leib, She Galen, Omim also a Gulasim. That whenever we have a distress, whenever we have kind of a very precarious, dangerous situation where we're being oppressed, we're being persecuted, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us, so then we say Hallel. That's a Hallel in the Daraisa level. When would that Hallel have occurred in connection with what we do on Pesach night? That Hallel would have occurred in connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That when we crossed Yam Suf, so some say that was a declaration of Hallel, that was some sort of a form of Hallel, and there's even a drasha that you'll find in the Gemara in Sota that says, right? Where it says Lemor, so the Yerushalmi says Lemor Bedos, that you should say for all generations, meaning for all generations, whenever you have any kind of a Yeshua, you should say Hallel. That there's some sort of idea. So the Aaron Gemara in Psalchem says that this was a Takanas Nevi'im, whenever you're rescued from a miracle, so you should say Hallel. So this is a says the Ragi Mishnah, so that kind of a Hallel, that's a Takanas Nevi'im, and the Hallel, the opposite of the Ramban, the Hallel of like the Yom Tovim, a Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, alright, so that's a Drabban, that's the Beis Sofim. The only source that I found, and there are other sources, you could say the Bahag didn't really necessarily hold that Hallel was the Raisa, just held that you count in the 613 mitzvahs, even if it's Drabban, but if you take a look in source above, you'll see that the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. Who is the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan? That's of Yitzchak Mikovil. He was the Smak, right? We know the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol is the Smag. The Sefer Mitzvahs Katan is the Smak. So the Smak of Yitzchak Mikovil, who lived in the 13th century, he lists his 613 mitzvahs. He's not like the Bahag. He doesn't include Derabbanans. He only includes Deraisas. And he includes amongst his 613 mitzvahs what he feels is a Deraisa, Mahalal. He says the Hallel is mitzvah number 146. Bismarim Kivurim, we have set times that we recite Hallel, as it says, Husi Laskab. What does it say, Husi Laskab? It's a Pasuk in Dvarim, right? Husi Laskab, Hu Alokecha, Sherosa Itkas, Dugulos, Esagdolos, Esenorosa Eva, Sheru Einecha. So he says, so when we have that Pasuk, Husi Laskab, that's a reference that sometimes we're supposed to give to Hila. We're supposed to give praise to Akash Baruch Hu. Vamu Abusenim, Be'eretz Yisrael, Shmona, Soyom, Belayla Echad. Then in Eretz Yisrael, we have 18 days of reciting Hallel. Did you see something that just crept into the Girsa over here? Where does that come from? I can tell you something. It doesn't come from the Gemara. It doesn't come from the Gemara in Erchin, which talks about the 18 days. It doesn't come from the Gemara in Tainus, which you have right in front of your eyes, in source Ches, which lists the 18 days. It says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. There's nothing there about Laila Echad. Nothing there about Laila Echad. But where did this Laila Echad come from? Well, we just spoke about the Hallel that we recite on the first night of Pesach, right? The first night of Pesach, there is a Hallel. But our Gemara, when it talks about the team or the grouping of all of the Hallels that we say over the course of the year, neglects to mention that particular Hallel as a part of that group, as a part of that, as part of that collection of days in which we say Hallel. However, if you look in the Tosefta, in Masech HaSukkah, Perek Gimel, Halakha Beis, and if you look in the Masech HaSofrim, Perakot Halakha Zayin, the Masech HaSofrim, Masech HaKetanos, where these 18 days are recorded, the 18 days, obviously 21 in Chutz La'aretz, in which Hallel is recited and Hallel is completed and we say the bracha on Hallel, it adds, in addition to the 18 days, it throws in, 18 days, take a look at source of your base, which you can miss because it's at the very bottom of page 2 and then continues on the top of page 3. It says, if we go, that we have, look at three lines down on the top of page 3, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok Omer, Yomim Shmona Sav Laila Echad, how many days do we recite Hallel? 18 plus one night. Yachid Gomer Ben Esahal, Be'evelen, Shmanas Me'echadako, Shmanas Me'echad, V'yomtov Shalotzes, V'yomtov Rishon Shalpesach, V'leilo, V'leilo, U'vegola Echavesim Yom, U'shnei Leilos. And the Gola, it's 21 days and 2 nights, because we have the 2 nights of Pesach. So we have these nights. Why were the nights not included in the description that we have in our Gemara? Nobody asked this question. Maybe somebody does, because it's not like I've read every single Sefer. But I haven't found anybody who specifically asked this question. But I'm going to give you an answer to the question. There's an answer. That it could be that our Gemara is isolating these 18 days because maybe these are Hallels. These are recitations of Hallel that have one particular character. But then there's a recitation of Hallel that has a different character. And it could be that when we talk about the different types of Chiyuvim, that on the one hand there's Hallel which is Medivei Sofim. On the other hand, there's a Hallel, which is something which was a Takanas Nevi'im. It's speaking about different types of Hallel. And you know who says this, who talks about this? The Chidushi Agriz. Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, the Briskerov, talks about this. And you know who else talks about this? The Ragat Shevagon talks about this. So it's very interesting. I'm working on galleys right now of a Sefer that we're publishing in tribute to Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz Atzal, whose Yahrzeit we just observed a couple of days ago in Erev Chanukah. And he has a lot of unpublished tshuvos. So I'm putting together a lot of these unpublished tshuvos, and God willing, we're going to publish them soon, together with other Divrei Torah from the various Dayanim from throughout the world. And it's going to be a special issue of Hadarom, which is the journal that Rav Schwartz used to edit, of the Torah Journal of the Rabbinical Council of America. And he has a piece on Hallel. Rav Schwartz has a piece on Hallel. So I was inspired. I read his piece on Hallel. And he talks about two different types of Hallel, and he quotes it from the Ragat Shevagon. Because Rav Schwartz knew Ragat Shevagon. But most people know this from the Briskerov. Who wrote it first? Who came up with this idea first? Well, the Ragat Shevagon was born 30 years before the Briskerov was born. On the other hand, he learned with Rav Chaim, and the Briskerov was the son of Rav Chaim, so maybe it all came from Rav Chaim, who knows. But the truth of the matter is, it didn't come from either one of them originally, because they're just citing things that came from earlier sources. Comes from Rav Chaim. What comes from Rav Chaim? What comes is that there is a notion, and this is not in the sources because I could not duplicate the Briskerov so easily since it's not in the Bar Ilan CD-ROM, so this I'll just, tell Baal Peh. If you look in Hilchos Chanukah, so the Briskerov says that there are two different types of Hallel. There's a Hallel that is a Hallel of Kriya. A Hallel of Kriya. A Hallel that you read. You can call it Gomer Misahal, you can call it Komer Misahal. I don't think we should get so hung up. You look in the Chazon Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef, on Hilchos on Chanukah, where he talks about Hallel, so he mentions that whether you say Gomer Misahalik or Ligmor Misahal, Likro Misahal, it basically means more or less the same thing. But there are, because when you make the bracha on Hallel, you're making the bracha to complete Hallel. We are, as a minhag, we make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but really it's the same idea. The same idea of finishing the Hallel. So there is a mitzvah of Kriya Sahala, of reciting the Hallel. That's one mitzvah of Hallel. So the Chachamim made a takana to recite the Hallel, to read the Hallel on certain days. But then there's another Hallel, and that Hallel is a Hallel of Shira. A Hallel that stands for singing a song, breaking out in spontaneous song because you are so delighted and you are so excited that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us, has performed the miracle. That's called Hallel Shel Shiva. And the paradigm that the Biskovov gives...
The
difference between half Hallel and whole Hallel is not related to this. That's related to if you decide that you're going to say Hallel on a day that the Chachamim did not make a specific takana, you know, to say Hallel. Like, for example, in the last days of Pesach, or Rosh Chodesh, it's a different story, half Hallel.
So
that's not considered to be like a real Hallel.
Who was Misaki, the actual, what words we say in the Hallel?
So that the Ramban talks about that. The Ramban says that, and Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on Hallel as well, which he says, you know, a similar sort of idea, or he takes off of the Ramban, says sometimes we have things that might be a derisa, might be even a tekanas nevi'im, but we have an idea of Lamasan Akasa with a little Chachamim, that there's an idea you're supposed to say Hallel. The exact form and framework and format in which we're going to say Hallel is something that the Chachamim are going to determine. So therefore they made the decision that the appropriate way that we should celebrate Hallel, that the best way in which we should say words of song is to rely upon the song master par excellence, David HaMelech, and to look at the Tehillim that he composed. But not necessarily these specific Tehillim are the fulfillment that had to be, you know, according to the original Takana, or if we say it's a Dereisa, according to the Dereisa, like the Ramban says, but rather that this was the Chachamim figured out this is the right format. Just like there's a mitzvah of davening every single day, right? The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of davening every single day. So that mitzvah, the fact that we say Shemona Esrei, the Rambam is not going to claim that the mitzvah Dereisa was that we have this specific format. That was something that was determined, was decided by the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. The Anshei Knesset Hagdola figured out this is the best format in which you should fulfill the mitzvah of davening. It's the same thing with respect to Hallel. But if there's going to be a Kriya, so there's going to be a very specific format, these are the Tehillim that we say, these are the Psalms that we say in order to perform, you know, the Kriya. But then there's the Hallel of Shira. So he says that this is really what the Magen Mishnah was talking about. The Magen Mishnah, we said that there's the Tekanas Nevi'im of when you say Hallel, when you're saved from a Nes, or there's a Yeshua. So that's a Hallel of Shira. And that would be like the Hallel that the Raven speaks about the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Hashir Yevachem Kalil Hiskad Ishkad. Where do we find a night? Where do we find a time in which there's a shir that's sung at night? All of the shirim, all of the hallels that we sing are during the daytime. What's the one hallel that we sing at night? The one hallel we sing at night is that of Leil Pesach. So Leil Pesach, so that has an element of shira to it, and that's on a higher level. And he says one nafkamina would be whether you make a bracha altogether. Do you make a bracha altogether? He says if it's a mitzvah kriya, so you make a bracha. A bracha to read the halal, the gemara is the halal. You make a bracha. If it's shira, so it's very interesting. I saw Rav Yonatan Sacks in his Yimei Chanukah. He talks about he quotes some of these sources. So he talks about this idea that he quotes this from Rav Haigel. The Brisker quotes this from Rav Haigel. So that's why I say he didn't make it up, and the Rebbe shouldn't make it up. It came from Rav Haigel. So Rav Haigel says, if it's a Hallel of Shira, so a Hallel of Shira, which is the Hallel that we're singing, Leil Pesach, it doesn't get a bracha. So Rav Sacks explains, because Shira is spontaneous. Who has time to make a bracha? It's spontaneous song. You're just bursting out in spontaneous song. You're so happy. You've been rescued by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a tremendous Yeshua. So therefore you just burst out in song. It doesn't get a bracha per se. And the format is not so important. You can interrupt it in the middle, just like on Pesach night. We interrupt it. We say a couple of paragraphs. Then we sit and we eat and we have a good time. And then at the end of the meal, then we say the rest of the paragraphs because some of the Rishonim say, well, because we break it up, that's why we don't make a bracha. So the Biskovov says, no, it's not that because we break it up, we don't make a bracha. It's because since we don't make a bracha, since the Hallel of Shiva, therefore we can break it up because it doesn't require such a rigid format. That's what we're saying. It doesn't require such a rigid format.
Sitting instead of standing.
All these things, or, you know, for example, that you should say it when you're satiated. So Shechter, you know, has this in his Haggadah. He quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that the idea of this Hallel was, it's a Hallel of Shira, so it should be said, Al Nefesh Shesiveya, V'keres Malaya. It should be said when you're in a particularly good mood. Where do we find this? We find this in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Tainus. Again, this is just a couple of days away for anyone who's doing Daf Yomi. Only mamish a couple of days away in Daf Yomi. So you have the Mishnah and Daf Yud Testament Aleph. It talks about they declared a fast, the Anshilu declared a fast, and suddenly it starts raining. It starts raining. So Rabbi Tafon says, whoa, this is amazing. We have to like say a Shiva. We have to like, you know, we have to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you know, it's like a Hallel. This is like a Hallel Shiva. But he told everybody, go home and eat. Before we're going to say Shiva, you gotta go home and eat. So why do you say you gotta go home and eat? Because the Hallel Shiva has to be said when you're in a very, very good mood. You have to be like satiated. So therefore, that's why in the we make a special point. We start the challel on Leil Pesach to show that this is a chalosav challel, but then we show that this is a challel, that's a challel shel Shiva, that we can only finish reciting it when we're satiated, when we're eating and we're drinking and we're having a good time. So we make sure that we have the meal. That's all part of the idea. And that's what the Baal HaMor says this explicitly. And that enables us to say the challel properly. This is all part and parcel of the idea of it being a challel shel Shiva.
Without a
bracha, Hal Shashiva does not get a bracha. In fact, that's why, you know, the Ramah.
With a bracha.
What?
And synagogue with a bracha.
Well, the Ramah was not in favor of that. He said that, you know, not supposed to, you don't say it in a synagogue. That's a separate story. You know, that was Minach's father. Maybe the people, you know, are not gonna, not everyone's gonna know how to say Hal properly, whatever it is. But he says, really, Meikar Adin, you don't make a bracha on this Hal Shashiva. It's just, it's part of the geula that you're reciting on Pesach night. So what's the idea of this Hallel? It's that you're so taken by the miracle that you burst out into song. Now, it could be that, so this is certainly on the high level of Takanas Nevi'im, because the Ksam Sofer goes so far and he has this tremendous Kiddush. I think I have the Ksam Sofer here. If you take a look in Source something, in Source 11, Yud Aleph, so Ksam Sofer says, you know what I think is the nature of the Hallel that you recite on Hanukkah? Says, I think that this is a hallel which is required on a d'oraisa level. I think that the other hallels might be d'rabbanan. The other hallels, you're talking about Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, okay, maybe those are d'rabbanan. But this hallel is on a d'oraisa level. What's the d'oraisa level of this hallel? So he says that I have a kal v'chomer. I have a kal v'chomer that there was a shira that the Torah says had to be recited at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Namely, that was Oz Yashir. So I have here a Kal V'chomer. I have a Kal V'chomer. Where does this Kal V'chomer come from? It's a Kal V'chomer looking source Yud. A Kal V'chomer from the Gemara Megillah. So Tanu Rabbanim, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that prophesied the Lo Paskal, the Lo Lo Paksal, the Lo Siva, the Mashikas, the Torah. They didn't add or subtract from anything in the Torah except for one thing. They added what? They added Mikra Megillah. They added being the Megillah. My Darush, what are they Darshan in order to say that you should read the Megillah? So I'm Rabbi Chiyah bar Avin, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Mami, Agnes Lechemus, Amin and Shiva. That if we have to recite Shiva, the Torah says, Az Yoshe Moshe ben Yisrael, that you recite Shiva for when we went from servitude to freedom, the Misa Lechayim lo Kol Shekein. If we're saved, our lives, our very lives are saved from death to life, that we are spared from the sword, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, so how much more so is the Kal V'chomer? So then the Gemara says, well, Yahki Halo Nami Lema, so then you should say Halo also, not just read them again, you should say Halo. So we gave the answers as to why we don't say Halo on Purim. But, says the Ksam Sofer, the whatever reasons the Gemara gives as to why we don't say Halo on Purim don't apply in Hanukkah. Hanukkah we do say Halo, and he says, and this Halo is based on this Kal V'chomer. So take a look, four lines before the end of the Ksam Sofer. This is in Chelek Beis, Siman Reish Lamed and Gimel Vishuvos. And he says, like this, he says, V'efsher, third word before the end of the line, V'efsher kviyas halal megillah, have a kavakome de'araisa. It could be that this kavakome is a kavakome de'araisa. It leads us to saying halal on Hanukkah, lo mashiva kemosh shiva v'pesach. Just like in Pesach, we were obligated to say shiva. V'zeti yitzias yitzayim v'pesach, inami mavis l'chayim, chayav lo mashiva v'pesachka. So therefore, we're obligated to say shiva v'pesach. And therefore he says, so, in Cana, you'd stop, sastim in Baham. So this justifies the Baham's inclusion of Hallel in his 613 mitzvahs, because at least on Hanukkah, says the Ksam Sof, I can't talk about the rest of the days, but at least on Hanukkah, Hallel is going to be a chiyuv on a d'oraisa level. It's going to be a chiyuv on a d'oraisa level. So this is a very fascinating thing. So the Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Berlin comes along in his commentary to the Shiltos in Parshas VeYishlach in his Ha'emek Shela, and he says, I disagree with the Ksam Sofer, but he doesn't say it impolitely. He says, the Tzadik V'Chosid, Ksam Sofer said this, and I want you to know he's a Tzadik and a Chosid. And you don't just lightly disagree with the Ksam Sofer, but I disagree with him anyway. And he says, and the reason I disagree with the Ksam Sofer, despite the fact that he's a Tzadik and a Chosid, is that this makes sense when the miracle happened. When you had the very first Hanukkah, when you had the actual deliverance from the Yavanim, the actual deliverance from the Greeks, so then it made perfect sense to say that Hallel would be deraisa at that point in time based on this Kal V'chomer. Based on this Kal V'chomer, it was deraisa at that point in time. But then what does it say afterwards? It says, but Shana Acheres, the next year, it wasn't they burst down into spontaneous song. The next year, Kovum Ve'asim Yamim Tovim Ba'al Ve'oda. It was a Takanetz Kakamim. The following year was not based on a Doraisim. Takanetz Kakamim, they decided on a Dorabana level, they're going to make a Zeich L'Nes. They're going to make a commemoration of the miracle, a Zeich L'Nes, and that, going forward, is always going to be Dorabana. So he says, maybe the Ksam Sofer is right for the very first Hanukkah, but he's not right for the subsequent Hanukkahs. But, you know where he is right. He's right when you're dealing with the Hanukkah which you recite on Leil Pesach. Because Leil Pesach, that Hanukkah, is a Hanukkah that you recite as a what? As a reenactment of the original miracle of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we say, Chayev Adam L'Chaos Liros Etzatzim Kilu Yetzim Mitzrayim, the Rambam says, L'Chaos Etzatzim Kilu Yetzim Mitzrayim, you have to relive the miracle as if it's occurring right now. If you're reliving the miracle as if it's occurring right now, so therefore that hollow maintains its special status as what? As a hollow Shoshiva. So that explains why that hollow we don't make a bracha, that hollow we make sure to eat something beforehand. That hollow has all of these special elements. And there is, according to the Ragat Sheva Gon, there's another special element that hollow would have. If you look at Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim, again on the top of page 3, says something very interesting about the hollow of Hanukkah that it does not say about the other hollows. And that is, if you take a look at the third line, Vitzarek, you see the word Vitzarek? Vitzarek Levarek, you have to make a bracha, Vitzchilaso, Vlikrosa v'ni'ima. And you have to read it b'ni'ima. The only other place where Masechet Sofrim says that you read a challah b'ni'ima, meaning with a special sweetness, with a special hislavus, with a special sense of joy and tunefulness and nigin, ni'ima, well, ni'ima is not necessarily ni'ima, ni'ima means with pleasantness, so that is only on the first night of Pesach. The Masechet Sofrim only says this word b'ni'ima with respect to the first night of Pesach and with respect to Hanukkah. So says the Ragat Sheva Gon, because of the fact that they both have to do with a deliverance from a miracle, or deliverance from an enemy in the form of a miracle, and therefore, since they're not in the form of a Shira, of Kriya, but rather they're in the form of a Shira, so he says, therefore, Psachim Mechem Mechanaka, this is in the Sheilos Teshuvos of the Ragat Sheva and Chelik Bei Simen Ches, says, Az Omim Rakimo Alane Shira. We say it in the form of Shiva, and that's the reason, Sarak Loma Benima Shiva Lo Betamim. That's the reason why you have to say it, since it's a hallel of Shiva, you have to say it Benima, you have to say it with a special pleasantness, you have to say it with a special tunefulness, you have to say it with a special exuberance, you have to say it with a special sense of joy. That would only be true on these specific occasions that they require this extra, I mean, hallel always should be nice. But that's why they, on these occasions in particular, they should be said with a special sense of ni'ima. So the question is, okay, does that survive to this day? So from the fact that our Gemara lumps together the 8 days of Hanukkah, not with the first night of Pesach, but rather with the halal that we recite in all the Yom Tovim, that would seem to support the Netziv's argument that maybe the first year it had this special status as a Hallel Sheshiva. But in all subsequent years, it was established as a Hallel, a calendaric Hallel, to go together with the celebration of this festival. It just so happens, though, this festival and this Hallel is a little bit different from the previous Hallel, because this Hallel is to commemorate a Nes, to commemorate a Hallel that started off as a Hallel Sheshiva. Where else does this manifest itself in a Nafkamina? Now, so this is the other very, very interesting Nafkamina, and that is a woman obligated in the Hallel of Hanukkah. Okay? There's no women who are sitting here right now, but you know, wives and, you know, daughters and so forth might be interested in the answer to this question. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Hallel on Hanukkah? So as I said, the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Ches, indicates very clearly that women are not obligated in Hallel. How do I know that? Take a look at Source Yud Zayin. Okay? Mishaya Eved Beisha, Tesayin. Mishaya Eved Beisha Kotzim Akrino. So, if you have an Isha, you have a woman who is saying Hallel for you because you unfortunately do not know, you didn't go to Yeshiva, you were fooling around and weren't paying attention when they were teaching Hebrew, and you just don't know how to recite Hallel. So you can have your wife recite Hallel for you, but you gotta repeat word for word everything that she says, because you're not Yotze with her. You can't be Yotze with your wife. So from here, what do we see? We see that a woman is exempt from challah, because if she be obligated in challah, then she would be able to be mosi her husband. So we see from here that women are not included in the obligation of challah. And the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam quotes this Gemara indicating as halacha that a woman clearly cannot be mosi a man. Look at source Yudches. You gotta say every word, because you're not gonna be Yosei otherwise. So says Tosfos, source Yud Zayin. Part of my voice tonight, it's a little bit sore, obviously. Okay, so source Yud Zayin, Tosfos says, Mash Makandi Isha Petur Mehalo the Sukkos. Okay, and that says, it's clear from here that women are exempt from Halo and Sukkos or Atzeres. Metayim Mishun the Mitzvah Shizman Gromi. Because, and clearly this is because it's a Mitzvah Shizman Goma. Obligated to be hallowed the lady psalkin, mashman perakari psalkin, mechayvi. They're obligated, but since it goes together with Dal Kosos, and they're included in Dal Kosos because Apein Hayyubiyosu and Ace, right? Although Tikna Dal Kosos, the Kadesh Loma Alem, Halev Agada. So he says, Shiny Halev, the Pesach, the Alanesba. The Apein Hayyubiyosu and Ace. That Halev Pesach is different from the other Halev, because Halal Pesach was established because of the miracle. As we said, it's a Halal of Shira. So part of it being a Halal of Shira is that it's a Halal that was recited because we're so excited about the miracle. So then the question is, but doesn't the Gemara in Erechin say that the reason we say Halal Chanukah was also Zeichel the Nes? So shouldn't women therefore also be obligated in the Halal of Chanukah? So says Rav Rafal Shapiro in his Taurus Rafal Siman Ayin Hei, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe, you betcha. That when this Tosfos says that Hallel of Pesach is different from the Hallel, for example, of the Hallel of the night of Pesach, is different from the Hallel of Atzeres, and it's different from the Hallel of Sukkos, that because of the fact that it was established Al Hanes, obviously that includes Chanukah as well. Chanukah was also established Al Hanes, therefore women should be obligated in the Hallel of Chanukah the same way they're obligated to light the candles on Chanukah, because Apein Ha Yubi also Hanes. Just like they're obligated in Hadlakas Neres of Chanukah, so too they're obligated in the recitation of Hallel on Chanukah as well. And the vast, vast, vast majority of Achronim, you could find this in Rosh Shlomo Zalmanova, you can find this in Rav El Yoshiv, you can find this in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that they all say, that no, Tosfos was clearly differentiating between the first night of Pesach, the Hallel that's recited in the first night of Pesach, and the Hallel that's recited in all the other occasions, which are all lumped together as the 18 days of Hallel, that they're not of the same character, and that therefore women would not be obligated. And the Rambam himself, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, says that you can't be Yotzei with a woman reciting Hallel, so clearly the Rambam held. The Chanukah is treated the same as the other Yomim Tovim, not like the first night of Pesach, and that women would not be obligated in Hallel. Why would that be? Because clearly we're saying that even though maybe the first time that we recited Hallel on Chanukah, the very first year that the miracle occurred, maybe it would have made sense for women to be obligated in Hallel. Maybe at that point in time it really was a Hallel Shel Shira, and that's why it would have to have been done B'ni'imah and so forth. Nonetheless, the following Hallels were different. The following Hallels were established just as normal Hallels. It was Zeichel and Nes, but not the Nes itself. On the other hand, you do have a group of Achronim. I mentioned Rafal Shapiro, he's the son-in-law of the Netziv. I mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein, who gives the same shot in Tosfos. You look in the Kovetz Halakos of Shmuel Kamenetsky, where he says, he's noted to say that there really is a good argument to read this Tosfos in such a way as saying that just like the first night of Pesach is different, so too Chanukah should be different as well. Women really should be obligated in reciting Chanukah. I'm reciting Halal on Chanukah, by the way. If a woman wanted to recite Halal Chanukah, even if she's exempt, she's obviously allowed to. If she's, for Ashkenazim, she can even make a bracha, it's not a problem. But the question is, if she's really obligated to say, how many women go out of their way to say Hallel on Chanukah? So according to these poskim, there really is an obligation because of the fact that it's Zeichel HaNes. In other words, you could say as follows. You could say, really, you have three gradations of Hallel. Three gradations of Hallel. There's Hallel, which is Hallel Shel Kriya, where it was always established to be a Hallel that's only read. Like the Hallel that we say on Sukkot, like the Hallel that we say on Shavuos, like the holiday that we say on the first day of Pesach, as opposed to the first night of Pesach. And then you have a Hallel Sheshiva, a Hallel where every single time you say the Hallel, it's meant to be kind of like extemporaneous. It's meant to be like you're reliving the miracle, and you're so exuberant and you're so happy that you just burst out into song. And that's clearly represented by the Hallel of the first night of Pesach, or in Chutzlars, the first two nights of Pesach, when we don't make a special bracha on the Hallel, and we make sure that we eat a lot and we drink a lot, you know, at the time that we are reciting the Hallel, and we make sure, and women are obligated in the Hallel, because of the fact that it's actually an experience of the miracle itself. So that is clearly a Hallel Shashiva, that's as the Briskerov explains, as the Rogatchev explains, that clearly would count as a Hallel Shel Shiva. Baleli Skadish Kad, that's the pasuk, you know, quoted by the Ravid, it's Kaleli Skadish Kad. And then you have Hanukkah. And I think what Hanukkah really represents is a fusion of these two different elements. It was originally, the very beginning of Hanukkah, how is the Hallel originally established? It was originally established as a Hallel of Shiva. It was originally a Hallel of Shiva. And the truth of the matter is, we would have a Hallel Shashiva even on the seventh day of Pesach, because that was also originally established as the Hallel Shashiva, because that's the Hallel of Kriyas Yamsuf. But that's where the Gemara says that we got rid of that idea of Hallel Shashiva. We have to have a special, in addition to the fact that it doesn't have a separate Korban on the seventh day of Pesach, it's different from the first day of Pesach, which is the reason the Gemara in Elkin gives as to why there's not a special reason to recite Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. But we also have the Midrashic reason that's brought by the Taz, where the Malachi Ashari said, let them say Shiva, and Akash Baruch said, what are you talking about? You know, my say, they wanted to say Shiva. And Akash Baruch said, my say, Yadai Tobin B'yam, Etem Ahumim Shiva. So Taz says, that's why we don't say Shiva, the Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. Why does he give that reason? Because there would also be kind of this Hallel Shashiva component. So we get rid of that Hallel Shashiva component and say, we don't say Hallel Shashiva if there was my say, Yadai Tobin B'yam. So that's the reason why we don't. But Hanukkah was completely Shiva. Hanukkah was a legitimate Shiva, that we started out saying Shiva the very first Hanukkah, and even subsequent Hanukkahs, the reason the Gemara gives for the fact that we continue to say Hallel is because of the fact that we had a Nes, that we say Mishum Nisa, that it's a commemoration of that original miracle. So even though we don't have this idea of Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, as if we're reliving the miracle, but on some measure, on some level, we are at least commemorating the idea that this Hallel, even if right now it's a Hallel Shokriya, it started out as the Hallel Shoshira. So it's very interesting. So Rav Moshe Sternbach, in his Mo'adim Uzmanim, when he talks about the Hallel of Hanukkah, he quotes the Rogatchev Gaon about this special component of Hallel Shoshiva, which is mentioned by the Rogatchev, where the Rogatchev says that a Hallel Shoshiva requires special ni'ima, right? Based on the Masechta Sofrim, that it requires a special ni'ima, requires a special song, requires a special exuberance, requires a special sweetness. Ni'ima really means sweetness. So he says that it's very possible that that really is maintained bizman hazeh. That it's not something that we completely have given up. That despite the fact that nowadays it's still, you know, a Hallel, you know, that nowadays it's really a Hallel Shokriya, that it's really lumped together with all the other 18 days in which Hallel is recited. Since Hanukkah started out as a Hallel Shel Shiva, therefore there's perhaps more of an inyan than when we recite Hallel in the morning, that we should say it with a little bit more of a sense of neem, a little bit more of a sense of sweetness. And secondly, and the other nafkamina is, that we see that there are poskim who say that the Hallel of Hanukkah, as opposed to the other days of Hallel, that are only established for Kriya purposes, is more similar to the Hallel of the first night or first two nights of Pesach and Chutzlaretz, that women should be obligated. Why should women be obligated? Because of the fact that it's Akein HaYubiyos LeNes, that it's really a Hallel Shenes, meaning what? Meaning that really fundamentally, in its essential fundamental character, it's a Hallel Shel Shiva. And that would explain why there would still be an element that women should potentially be obligated in this Hallel. I'll just finish with a very striking, unbelievable comment that's made by the Chokhmah Shlomo. You take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, who explains why once we establish Hallel on Hanukkah, why do we say it for all 8 days? Because we had a separate miracle of Pach Shemen, that every single night was a separate miracle of an insufficient amount of oil lasting, and also we have a different, just like on Sukkot, you say Hallel every single day because it's a different number of Korbanos, so on Hanukkah, you have a different number of Neros every single day. So, explains why it would extend to all 8 days. Well, look at this in the Chokhmah Shlomo. Chokhmah Shlomo has the most incredible thing. He says, look at what I wrote in my commentary to the Torah, which is a little bit of a difficult statement coming from the Chokhmah Shlomo, so Shlomo Kluger, because he wrote like 100 Svarim, so that would include like probably 10 Svarim that are commentaries to the Torah. I looked at two of them, and I couldn't find this in either one of them, but you know, I'm sure it's somewhere. He says, I dealt with the following question. Somebody's in jail. Somebody's in jail. This is like a riddle. It's a riddle. You could ask at your, you know, Shabbos table, Hanukkah table, or whatever. You ask the riddle to your children. But no, it's not a shush. They was given permission. The prisoner was told, you get to do one mitzvah this Hanukkah. It says, rak mitzvah chas. My yaser. So he's told, you can either, we'll let you out, either to light candles, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles, or we'll let you out to go to shul to daven challah. Which one should the prisoner choose? Which one would you choose? If you ask the question, which one you choose? You have a choice. You can either light Hanukkah candles, or you can go to shul one day and recite challah. Which one is more important? Unbelievable, right? You think it's the double pressure. You light the Hanukkah candles. That's what it's all about. Like, for example, we have the question with respect to shofar, right? So in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, you have a choice. You can either go to shul and hear the musaf davening, or you can listen to the tzikios and not listen to the davening. Which one do you do? You listen to the tzikios, because that's their isa, because that's their isa, right? So it says, yad the kaneos, they spell shakas, but how do? Which one should you do? Okay? So he says, v'yivka, so go down to read the last lines, three lines from the end. He says, v'yivka b'zeh, the answer is, that you should go to shul and you should recite halal with a minyan, because that is more important. Okay, and I see Jack Shlomo is very excited about that answer. So he says, that is the option that you should choose. Isn't that the most incredible thing? So I saw the Nitzan Gavriel, he says, it must be talking about somebody who wouldn't know how to recite halal on their own and has to go to shul, because otherwise let them daven halal b'yachidus, you know, and light the candles. But it goes to show, number one, the importance of saying halal. Number two, the importance of saying halal with a minyan. But probably, since he makes allusion to the same dilemma that occurs in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, what he's saying is that the halal, we know that the lighting candles on Hanukkah is a very important mitzvah, pesumei misa, but fundamentally it's only the rabbanim. The halal, according to the Chassam Sofer, the halal on Hanukkah is deraisa, right? According to the Chassam Sofer. And even according to the approach of the Magid Mishnah, you can argue that it's a Takanis Nevi'im. That the halal of, or certainly the Rashi and Tainus seems to be explicit about it. It's a Kidderaisa dummy. It's Kidderaisa dummy. It's a Takanis Nevi'im because fundamentally it's premised upon the fact that we're giving Hodah over being rescued from the miracle. From celebrating the miracle of being rescued from the Yevonim, that this was a tremendous Yeshua, that this was a tremendous salvation, and that Hallel is one that's at least on the level of Takanas Nevi'im. So when we go about celebrating the rest of Hanukkah, we should just bear in mind the significance and the monumental importance of celebrating Hanukkah, not only through the lighting of the candles, but also through the recitation of Hallel, that this really is on some level the epitome of the entire institution of Hallel, the way that the Rambam codifies it, and an important way of giving, you know, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having a true appreciation for the Hanukkah miracle and being worthy, Mi'atz Hashem, of having more miracles performed for us so that we should merit to see the Gula Shlema Meher B'Yamin.
Amen.